football on off the ball.
Toby, I'm just a bit standoffish, to be honest. And I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. We're getting too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give teams too much respect, it's a fear. Yeah, didn't like it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is a big piece here with Eve Conway, our very own. Eve, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
This is a monumental day for Athlone.
It's a big day. I think it's so exciting that I've forgotten to be nervous about the fact that they're playing in the Champions League and European football is back in Athlone for the first time in 42 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I think the last game was in 83. The men's team played Standard Liège. Pretty respectable performance. They lost 3-2. But, you know, considering they're against far better opponents, I think we can say that's okay.
So this is 7:30 tonight.
Yes.
Against Cardiff in the Champions League.
Yes, so it's the round one qualifier, the semi-final of the round one qualifier.
Okay. And this is a one-off game, no two legs.
Yeah, this will be a one-off game. And then the winner of this game will, on Saturday, face Croatian team Agram. And that's also in Athlone Stadium. So win or lose, the final will be played on Saturday in Athlone.
And then after that, if they win that game, it becomes the real possibility of making the Champions League proper.
Yeah, so then you're into round two. And no Irish team has got out of round one since Piemont in 2011, and that was Eileen Gleeson when she managed the team. So it's been a long time coming for an Irish team to get through this round, but I think Athlone can be fairly confident tonight.
They're having a great season domestically. 13 games played, unbeaten, top of the league by 3 points.
Yeah. So they can take a lot of confidence from their season so far. So they've drawn the last two games. They've dropped 4 points against Galway United and then Treaty United. But I mean, the manager, Colin Fortune, in his press conference on Monday said, you know, they've just been so focused on this game.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a few injury worries with their kind of top scorer, Maddie Gibson, who's a bit of a doubt for tonight. But then some good news, because Kelly Brady, who scored 11 goals, so far this season, mm-hmm. she'll be back, hopefully, for tonight.
They're the two Americans.
They're two Americans, yeah. So Athlone have a really strong connection with college athletes in America. And Maddie's been here for 2 or 3 years in Athlone. Kelly came at the beginning of this season and really took the lead by storm. They've been having a fantastic season.
It's not about Athlone's domestic form so far this season. Cardiff are cleaning up domestically in the recent season. They won the treble the season before last and they won the double last year.
Yep.
They never won a Champions League game.
No, so they've, I think, played 7 games over various round ones in the Champions League yet to win. They lost against Shelburne 2 years ago in 2023. Like Cardiff, obviously they're in their off-season right now, which mm-hmm. I think a lot of people were saying is going to work in Athlone's favour. But then, again, you can argue they'll be less tired. If you look at their kind of results from the end of last season domestically, they only lost, I think, to Wrexham twice. And they won pretty much every other game. So they're a strong team. The Welsh League maybe isn't as strong as the WSL over in the UK, but it's no joke. And, you know, they should go in with a strong chance of winning. But I think, you know, Athlone will think they can bring a good game to them.
Athlone are massive favourites, are they?
17-1 with Paddy Power for Cardiff City, 18-1 on Athlone Town, which is like odds you don't tend to see in football.
I don't know whether it's the home advantage of having both legs or both games, a final and semi-final here. I don't know whether it's because they're in the middle of their season and are performing so well. But I think the narrative from some of the papers is that Athlone would be underdogs. But then, yeah, the odds are showing that they should win this comfortably. Now, touch wood. But I think it'll be a close and good game either way.
How good are Athlone beyond the obvious, not domination, but great form so far domestically? Like, would you back them to go quite far here in the Champions League?
I would definitely back them to, if any team I think right now was to get out of round one, I would back Athlone.
Okay.
If you look at, they have such power in their midfielders and strike, a very attack-minded midfield, some really good strikers. Obviously, Kelly Brady has come and just performed magnificently. But if you look at their midfield, Izzy Groves, who probably won't be able to make the first team tonight. She's still injured, but hopefully if they get through to the final on Saturday, she could be involved. Roisin Molloy as well. She scored 5 goals last season. She can be a big player for Athlone, and they are so defensively solid. If you look at their league form this season, it's only in the last two games that they've actually conceded any goals since early April. They are so defensively solid, and their defensive lineup is pretty special because it includes a lot of players like Kelly Brennan, like Kaylee Shine, who have been part of Athlone's setup since 2020 when their women's team was first established. And I think Athlone have been making a big deal on social media and everything in the lead up to this game about how special that original team was and how amazing it is that these players are still here. And like Kaylee Shine captains the team, so it's pretty special.
Pretty good first 5 years. Isn't it?
It's kind of, when you think about it, it's incredible. I mean, being from Athlone myself and knowing players who played for this team in 2020, you know, no sponsors, had to pay for their own kit, their own boots. They had to pay and work out their own travel to and from matches. There was nothing really. And since then, they've won the FAI Cup. I mean, last year they won the league and now they're in the Champions League. It's been a remarkable rise for a team that had to do so much of it on their own as well.
They did lose their totemic manager at the end of last season when Kieran Kilduff left to go and take over the Dundalk. But they don't seem to have missed much of a beat.
No, I think the beginning of this year, everything was a lot up in the air. Obviously, losing Kilduff and the kind of anxiety over the ownership situation, that has been resolved. There's an American owner taken over in Nick Giannatti. But I think more importantly, Colin Fortune taking over as women's first team manager has been so important. He's local, he's from Athlone, his family have been so involved in the history of this club. He's related to the O'Connors, who would have managed and played for the club in the 70s and 80s. He was at that Standard Liège game back in 83. So he's somebody who knows the DNA of the town and the club, and I think you couldn't have asked for a better person to take over from Kilduff.
Right.
And kind of made this transition period as smooth as possible into, you know, they've performed magnificently at the beginning of the season. You would know there was so much kind of disruption.
And the owners centrally involved, I'm reading there, in getting the home advantage for this game. And if they win this game, then obviously, you know, Croatian football tends to be ahead of Irish football. I don't think that's particularly controversial. So maybe that's the one, if they win tonight, where they come unstuck. But at least they'll have the big mo behind them if they do win. So it sounds like you're expecting a victory.
I'm confident for a victory. I think, you know, they have momentum behind them. Cardiff are on the off season. They are more evenly matched against Cardiff, obviously, than they will be against the Croatian side. Now, Colin Fortune in a press conference on Monday said that this is all their focus is on the Cardiff game. If they get through to Saturday's final, they'll focus on the Croatian team then, on Agram. He said he has people on his staff working on that team, but like all the focus, the players, the manager, everything is on this game now tonight.
So crucially for people to remember, this is a one-off game. This is not a two-legged thing, which people are used to in Europe. This is one and done. Mm-hmm. 7:30 tonight. Are there tickets available? Can people still get this game?
I think maybe a few. There's been 1,100 sold so far.
Okay.
There's only 2,000 seats in Lizzie Wullen for the Athlone Stadium. It's going to be their highest attended women's game ever. So tickets, if you want to get them very soon.
That's class. All right, 7:30 kickoff.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
Football on Off the Ball.
So, yeah, just a little bit standoffish, to be honest. And I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. So, yeah, we're getting too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give teams too much respect, it's a fear. Yeah, didn't like it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.